This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
And it is a cold start out there this morning. We have a freeze warning and a frost advisory. I'll show you how cold it is where you are coming up.
Vaccines are the key to us moving forward.
Right now, a long wait for a vaccine could be over as supply outpaces demand across the triangle. What vaccine providers are doing now to put convenience first as part of a renewed push to get more people vaccinated.
Plus, emotions are raw this morning, with more protests scheduled for tonight as a community demands to see video of a black man being shot and killed by a deputy in North Carolina. We'll get you caught up on all the stories you need to know. Thanks for waking up with us. It's 4:30. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, one of the important things when you step outside, you felt it. I felt it.
Had the coat on this morning.
It is chilly. Elizabeth Gardner is going to call it downright cold, I bet.
Absolutely. I put on the giant puffy coat. I know that seems strange on April 22nd, but that's what you'll need stepping out the door. And if you have already put in your summer garden, hopefully you were able to protect your plants overnight last night. We're looking at some chilly temperatures across the area, that frost advisory in the east and a freeze warning in the west. It's 34 in Roxborough and South Hill, 38 in Durham and Raleigh, 41 in Fayetteville and Clinton. And you may say, well, you know, most of us are not close to freezing. We tend to see the coldest temperature close to 7 a.m. and temperatures with clear skies right now will continue to drop. Of course, it's a lot colder than it was this time yesterday. 10 degrees colder in Rocky Mount, but 22 degrees colder in Southern Pines. In Sanford this morning, it is all clear. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning out there. It's just on the chilly side. Expect temperatures to bottom out in the mid 30s around 7 a.m. and we only climb to around 60 for this afternoon. We do have some warmer temperatures ahead, but also it's going to be wet for part of the weekend. I'll show you how to plan around it coming up.
Makaya Thurman here in the WRAL Live Center. About 5 minutes ago, Durham police alerted the community about an aggravated assault that happened here on the 1400 block of Hearthside Street. This is a photo here from Google Maps. They say that residents heard gunfire early this morning and even a dwelling was hit. At this point, they are still trying to gather exactly what led up to this incident and an investigation is ongoing. We're going to continue to follow this breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. Back to you.
Vaccine providers tell WRAL demand for the vaccine is down, so they're expanding accessibility, making it possible for you to walk in and get your shot on your own time. And the effort is coming at a perfect time, as Governor Roy Cooper says vaccinations are the key to fully reopening and even easing back on the mask mandate. WRAL's Casey Cunningham is live this morning in Durham with a look at how vaccine providers are making it easier than ever to get your shot. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Durham County is the latest provider to offer this walk-in option. So this starts in a few hours today where people can just walk in here to the health department and get vaccinated. And it's pretty hard to believe that just a few months ago, even a few weeks ago, this is what we were seeing. I've got to show you this here. There were some major lines. People were spending the night in their car. We met people who were sleeping in their car for 12 hours just to get a chance at the shot. Durham health officials tell me that the demand has dropped and appointments are not filling up as quickly. Similar trends are happening in Wake County and at Duke Health. We checked in with both of them as well. They've made changes too to make it easier to get the vaccine. So today people can start showing up here at 9 this morning. Of course, we'll keep you posted, let you know if we're seeing any lines out here and bring you updates throughout the morning. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News, live in Durham.
This morning, emotions are high as protesters continue their demands for transparency after a deputy shoots and kills a man in North Carolina. Dozens of protesters gathered in Elizabeth City, a small city about 2.5-hour drive from Raleigh. They're calling for the Pasquotank County Sheriff to share what really happened when a deputy shot and killed Andrew Brown Jr. Law enforcement says deputies were serving search warrants at the time. And at the time of the shooting, and there is body camera footage. We're waiting on that. So far, that has not been released.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
We're not going away.
The SBI is investigating. The deputy who shot Brown has been placed on administrative leave, which is standard when a law enforcement officer fires a weapon. And in Columbus, Ohio, people gathered for another night of protests after the police shooting of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. City leaders are pushing for transparency from law enforcement and calm and patience from the community.
Breaking news, evidence markers were laid across a parking lot near a popular Raleigh comedy club as police investigate reports of a shooting. Brett Neese is there in the WREL breaking news tracker. Brett, what can you tell us?
Well, Renee, just within the last 20 minutes or so, Raleigh police actually packed up and cleared that scene. So I want to give you the video from the WREL breaking news tracker overnight. This is off West Morgan Street near one of these comedy clubs in that area, the Goodnight Comedy Club. It's a parking lot kind of off to the side. And police tell me on that scene that whenever they got there, they found a lot of shell casings in that parking lot. You can see all those evidence markers. What struck me from being out there was just the amount of evidence markers on that scene. While I was there, CCBI showed up and took some pictures and also collected that evidence to try to figure out who fired these shots. Spoke with officers at the scene who tell me that it's likely that there was some sort of argument that may have broken out. And so they're trying to track down who was involved in this. I'm going to stay on top of this and keep you updated. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WREL News.
Big decision for Wake County parents. Enrollment for Virtual Academy in the fall starts today, and a heads up, it'll be a lot different in the upcoming school year. Students are expected to commit to a full year of online learning, not just a semester, to prevent students from changing teachers. Parents have also to have to acknowledge students could be removed from the Virtual Academy if they don't meet responsibilities, resulting in a return to in-person classes. The registration window is open now through Sunday, May 2nd.
After recent mass shootings, experts say they could be connected in a way we don't always understand. How violence can sometimes be connected through the contagion effect.
And this morning, farmers all across North Carolina are watching their strawberries. Coming up, we'll tell you what they're doing to make sure they're ready for strawberry season.
The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WREL Weather.
It is 4:38. It is a cold morning out there with our temperatures in the 30s, and they are on their way down too. Close to freezing up near the Virginia line, but in Goldsboro, temperatures are in the mid to upper 30s right now. When the sun comes up, you'll see it's beautifully clear, and we're going to see a lot of sunshine for it today. It's 38 in Roanoke Rapids and in Raleigh, 39 in Wilson, 41 in Fayetteville. But again, with clear skies out there right now, our temperatures will continue to fall. It is Earth Day. We're going to have lots of coverage through the morning on events happening around our area and things you can do to protect the planet today. Our temperature bottoms out in the mid-30s at about 7 a.m., and it will be a cool day. Our temperature at lunchtime, only 53, so feeling a bit like winter today with our high temperature only around 60. Coming up, we're going to talk more about some rain for the weekend.
Micaiah Thurman here in the WREL Live Center. We're following some breaking traffic news. I-95 northbound is shut down right now due to a jackknife tractor trailer. It's right here on 95. It's very, very close to NC4. And in fact, that is where the shutdown begins for about 5 miles. At this point, they don't expect this to reopen for some hours now, at least until 7 a.m. Your best alternate route is NC48. And Brian Schrader is all over this in the WREL Traffic Center. He'll have an update for us coming up at 5. Back to you.
Micaiah, thanks. The colder temperatures this morning are threatening the crops of farmers who are trying to bounce back from the pandemic. WREL's Naya Harden is at Page Farms in Raleigh this morning. And Naya, this is the time of year when they're getting ready to harvest strawberries, and now they've got the cold to deal with.
That's absolutely right. And the farmer is out here this morning sitting in his car. He's been babysitting these this morning. He's going to have to do the same thing tomorrow, too, trying to make sure that he does not need to water them to keep them above 32 degrees. He says it is getting close. Yesterday, we watched as they put road cover down. Owner Danny Page says around this time, warmer days means a lot. And they're already behind from what they were last season because of all the cold days.
I am about positive I can take care of them tonight. This cold spell, you know, it's kind of unusual for this late in the year, but we've gone through a whole lot worse than this here.
North Carolina is known for strawberry production, so the damage at this time of year, it could mean a spike in prices at a store, as well as fewer strawberries on the shelves. Page Farm says that they will be ready to open on Saturday, and they will do pick-your-own berries. However, some are not doing that, so make sure to check with your local farm. Naya Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
New developments in the Colorado grocery store shooting investigation. The dozens of new charges against the man accused of killing 10 people.
Plus new this morning, 10 acres scorched. The brush fire that's now contained and the road that's back open in Fayetteville.
.444 on your Thursday morning, NC-87 is back open in Harnett County after a serious crash. We first showed you these images of the scene near the Lee County line at 11 p.m. We're working to learn if anyone was hurt in the crash and what caused it.
Local activists say they'll keep protesting until they see more change within police departments.
The police are the one that's killing us for no reason, like these unarmed motorists for no reason. So I feel like if we defund them, they'll get the notion to like wake up.
In a peaceful protest in downtown Hillsboro, people called to defund the police. Despite the conviction of Derek Chauvin, activists say there's still a lot of work to be done and believe that work starts with replacing police officers with other community services. New this morning, the man accused of killing 10 people, including a police officer in Colorado in a grocery store there, is now facing dozens more charges. Authorities there say that the suspect will face more than 40 new charges, in addition to 10 counts of first-degree murder and a single count of attempted murder of a police officer. No word yet on a possible motive. His next court appearance is scheduled for May 25th. Experts say recent mass shootings, like that shooting in Colorado or the shooting at a FedEx facility last week in Indianapolis, could be tied to what's called a contagion effect. Researchers say ideas can spread through the media and social media, finding their way to people who already have their own history of trauma or crisis.
A brush fire near the VA Healthcare Center in Fayetteville is under control this morning. We first showed you this video of the flames near the facility on South Rayford Road on our 11 o'clock news. The road is back open this morning. Firefighters say it spread to nearly 10 acres of land. No one was hurt. Investigators are trying to figure out how the fire started. Today, Governor Cooper will be in Western North Carolina to get a look at the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. He'll attend a vaccine clinic in Asheville this afternoon. His visit comes one day after his new push to ease virus restrictions statewide. Housing is expanding in Moore County. The Carthage Board of Commissioners approved the request for nearly 80 multifamily apartments. The new apartments will be built at the intersection of Highway 501 and Union Church Road. The new community will be called Hawthorne Hills. No timeline was given for construction on the development. Tonight, you can celebrate Earth Day by checking out some of its most interesting creatures. The Piedmont Wildlife Center is holding a fly-through. This is a drive-through style event where you can see hawks, owls, snakes, and more, all without leaving your car. The event runs from 5:30 to 7:30.
And with today being Earth Day, groups across the triangle will be observing the day with celebrations, cleanup efforts, and climate education. WRL has a list of events that are happening today on Earth Day and throughout the week on WRL.com. Just search Earth Day.
And on this Earth Day, we need to grab our coats. Quite a change in our temperatures this morning, as Elizabeth had been telling us all week. Elizabeth.
Oh, that's right. It is cold out there this morning with our temperatures down into the 30s. Of course, we have a freeze warning and a frost advisory in effect until 8 a.m. for this morning. And then we will see it posted again for tomorrow as well, with the potential for some chilly temperatures. Rain returns for Saturday. We're going to walk through that hour by hour coming up in just a little bit. And then look at that, a big warm up into the 80s for next week. A freeze warning and our western counties, a frost advisory in our eastern counties. Just the difference between, say, a few degrees in terms of what you're seeing out there. But it's definitely a kind of morning that I know a lot of the farmers are working to protect their tender crops, especially strawberries. Now Harden out talking about what strawberry farmers are doing this morning. We'll hear from her coming up in just a little bit. We're getting awfully close to freezing there in South Hill, Virginia. But elsewhere, it is above freezing. From Durham to Raleigh to Goldsboro to Rocky Mount, temperatures are in the mid to upper 30s. But with clear skies, we are likely to see our temperatures falling. And by the time we get to 7 a.m., our temperatures should be about as chilly as they're going to get for the day. The wind has something to do with the potential for frost. If we have breezy conditions, it mixes up the atmosphere and it doesn't let that frost develop. For frost to develop, our winds need to be nice and calm so that we can see the temperatures dropping and, of course, the frost forming. It's also very, very dry out there right now. So you may not see frost, but our temperatures, of course, mid to upper 30s is chilly. And that means in some places that we could see temperatures that are cold enough to damage plants. We get into the afternoon and it's going to be breezy again. So gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's definitely a very gusty afternoon yesterday. Our wind chill is, you know, you don't usually think about wind chill in April, but it's out there. 28 is what it feels like in Roxborough. It feels like 35 in Southern Pines and 35 in Rocky Mount. So not a huge wind chill, but it's out there. As we take a look at future cast, we're going to see temperatures only in the upper 50s to low 60s for this afternoon. It will be chilly and we'll move it ahead to tomorrow morning. And we're looking at those cold temperatures again back into the low to mid 30s. High pressure building in. We have a flow coming out of the west northwest, keeping things chilly, but nice and dry. We take a look at temperatures. It's 38 in Raleigh, 47 in Cleveland, 32 in Chicago. That's where our air is coming from. It's a lot warmer in Nashville and Little Rock, and eventually we get back into some warmer air, but that won't happen for a couple of days. Still looking at a big chunk of the country dealing with freezing temperatures. You can see in the darker purple there, that's where freeze warnings are in effect. For tonight, same story. 32 South Hill, 33 in Roanoke Rapids, 30 in Roxborough. Looking at 35 in Durham, 34 in Siler City. We head down to the south, 36 in Sanford, 39 Fayetteville, 38 in Clinton. So another day very similar to today. Today's Earth Day, we'll see a high of only 60. By far the coldest day, but I'll tell you what, Saturday is not looking great. We're going to see cloudy skies, rain for much of the day, and a high of only 63. After that, we warm up nicely. We're looking at temperatures well above normal by the middle of next week. Back to you.
Oh, we will be waiting, no doubt. Coming up after the break, Olympics organizers weigh in on the possibility of having in-person games. The fans there in person at the Tokyo Games. How much longer we could have to wait for a final decision?
Plus, a police reform bill named after George Floyd is gaining traction again after the conviction of Derek Chauvin. Ahead, how Floyd's sister is reacting to the legislation.
The White House is making a massive push to increase vaccinations against COVID-19. This week alone, they've announced plans to dole out millions of dollars to help with vaccination efforts around the country. There are still a lot of people with questions, though. Britt Conway has answers from the experts.
Vaccine after vaccine. More than 134 million Americans have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. But
hundreds of Americans are still dying from COVID every day.
And even with a little more than a quarter of Americans now fully vaccinated, that'll need to just about triple to get to so-called herd immunity. And medical experts know what they're up against.
Obviously, there is an element of vaccine hesitancy.
There are questions about access.
The reality is 90% of the country is now within 5 miles of a vaccine.
Concerns about the technology.
The mRNA technology that was used for the vaccine is not new. It's actually been around since the 1980s.
Hesitancy about the pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
This still is an exceedingly rare complication.
Questions about a lack of long-term data.
Some people have had this vaccine in their system now for 9 months, so we're getting a lot of information here.
People assuming they won't get COVID-19, so what's the point? Or if they do, it won't be that bad.
But if you get infected and you pass the virus on to someone else, you could be causing harm to someone else.
These experts say they've also heard specific concerns from minorities, conspiracy theories, hesitation tied to religion, and a divide down party lines. But whatever the reason, they say those who are hesitant should look at the science.
Hit the reset button, look at the evidence.
I'm Britt Conway reporting.
There's a new place in Wake County to help your kids burn off some energy. A new playground is now open at Blue Jays Point County Park. This isn't the playground we grew up playing on. Take a look. Balance beams, boulders, along with your typical swings and slides. So there are two sections, one for kids ages 2 to 5, and then another for the bigger kids, 5 to 12. There's plenty of room for parents to sit and watch as well. This replaces the playground at the park that was 20 years old. Looks awesome. New this morning, it is still unclear whether fans will be allowed at the Tokyo Olympics as organizers push back the deadline to make a final decision. Last month, organizers said international spectators would not be allowed into Japan. Now they're still trying to decide if people in Japan will be able to attend the games. It could be June before a decision is made. Tokyo 2020 leaders saying they need more time to study the pandemic's impact on Japan. The country right now is battling a fourth wave of coronavirus cases. Tokyo is under new restrictions to curb the spread of COVID.
Just in time for Earth Day, Disney says it is working to be more environmentally friendly. The company announced it's doing away with plastic on its boxes for its classic doll line. 15 popular dolls, characters like Belle, Jasmine, Anna, and Elsa, will all come now in new plastic-free packaging. The company says the new boxes are easy to open and 100% recyclable. Disney points out that they can also be reused as a playtime prop or for storage. Well, has a medical crisis reminded you to check on your insurance? Now's the time to check out the marketplace. COVID-19 led the federal government to create a special enrollment period that is open right now. More people than ever now qualify for help paying for coverage. Learn more today with 500 Side's Monica LaLiberty. From cost to coverage, experts will answer your questions only on WRAL today from 4 p.m. until 7:30 p.m.
Next at 5, parents in Wake County have a big decision to make within the next 10 days. How that decision will impact the entire next school year for some students. And the president is marking Earth Day with a summit involving other world leaders. What major topics are up for discussion in an effort to help the environment?